Steve, your thoughts on that today?
Well, it's hard to take, isn't it? You know, that's for two or three efforts on goal, 90 minutes. It's hard to take.
Everything seemed to conspire against you in that second half. First of all, the goal, and then the red card.
Well, what about their red card? And apparently we don't get it. But we get it every week now, don't we? The red card, Johnny says he gets a touch on the ball, I need to look at it. But it's hard to take. Even with 10 men, we're battering them. But they work hard. Morecambe, they're a good manager, good assistant manager, and they've got themselves organised. But we go away from pointless, and it's, I think, Morecambe fans celebrate it, don't they? Quite rightfully got a last-minute winner, but I think they know what's happened here today.
Are you talking about the penalty decision on Kieran Agard in the first half?
It's the biggest blatant penalty we've seen. And it'd be a red, but we don't get that.
How frustrated were you after that first half? Because you certainly had chances, didn't you, to go up in that first half?
Yeah, we did. We had good chances. We had good chances second half. We broke 4v2, 4v1, different occasions. The final ball and the final third wasn't good enough. Armley's ball and 4v2 summed it up. Two players spare in the middle and he tries to split in the bend. But stats don't lie, and it's, at the end of the day, the result's not good enough.
Did you still feel like you could go for it even with 10 men at the end?
Well, we were trying to win the game, but we were only trying to win the game when they scored with 4v1. Joe makes a mistake, and Kevin's had a great header, and that's what he does.
What was the thought behind the selection today? Obviously, Kieran Agard started a rare game, just giving him a chance after a few reserve impressive performances.
No, we picked a team we understood today. I thought my team were brilliant today. To a man, I thought they were brilliant, and we've got beat. And we picked a team that would work hard and match the endeavour you get at Morecambe. Listen, Jim Bentley's an honest guy. He'll tell you what I say. We should have won this game 3 or 4, and we've got beat, and this is the hardest defeat of the season.
How have you not won? Can you work that one out, Steve?
Well, they scored 2 and we scored 1, as their assistant manager said. But I said to him, have you won this? And he's right, but, we made a mistake. McKee jumped in for a tackle. He's a silly foul away for the free kick for the first goal. And Joe, Joe's saying he gets fouled, but he should stand up and be stronger for me. When the cross comes in and you see Ellison on the end of it, you're always worried that he can get a goal, can he? He's done it for the Millers. He does it against us. And I thought his celebrations were, if it was me, I'd be at the FA. But anyway, that's just a bit, maybe sore grapes at the end of it. We just have to get back on the coach and go again on Tuesday. It's a real hard day for us because I think we've been brilliant today.
With all that domination, do you think you carried enough of a goal threat today?
I think we did. I think it comes to chances, doesn't it? And some players miss chances. It happens. And I keep telling certain players, and don't get into who they are and who they know, but if you don't work hard enough, you're not going to play. The team are brilliant today. We've come at the most difficult of week, one of the most difficult grounds to get results if you're a top team, and we've... I don't know why we've not won. I don't know how we've not won. There's very few times I can come out with words because there's normal explanations, and we'll go back on the training ground and tomorrow and get prepared for Exeter. That's all we can do, but we're throwing a massive, massive chance away when an automatic promotion. We're throwing that away. Nobody's taking it from us. We're giving it to them.
You probably don't want to look at or talk about the table straight away after the game, but I think you're still exactly the same amount of points behind with still that game in hand. I mean, the picture is only changed by the fact that you're only one game behind now.
Doesn't interest me tonight, to be fair. We'll worry about the table and we'll worry about Exeter tomorrow. We've come here decimated. No Claude Davis, no Lee Frecklington, no Liam. Cairns on the bench, but no fit. We're absolutely decimated in the space of 5 days. And I can't fault the players anymore. We need to look at the Johnny Wallens one urgently to see if we appeal. Johnny's an honest boy. He tells me he touches the ball. There's 4 Miller shots around him. It's a horrendous decision. And I'm not questioning integrity of the referee, but in my eyesight, it's a horrendous decision. But we'll look at the video to see if the referee's got it right, and we'll look at the penalty to see if he's got that right. And not again question his integrity. This is a bad day for refereeing if he's got both of them wrong in a title run, a promotion running.
Can you look at any of those 4 players you've just mentioned in terms of being out? Can they return for Tuesday, do you expect, at this moment?
No, I don't expect any of them.